Welcome to the Bardcast. It's Shakespeare, you dick. We are your hosts. I am Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
And I am Owen Thompson.
And happy 2023, you
happy,
dicks and
happy
dickuses.
Happy 2023. Both of us have colds today, so
if we
cough or emit other weird sounds, you'll know. That's just we'll try not to, but just FYI.
That's right, but it's not the Rona.
No, it's not the cocoa, thank goodness, but
it's just
is.
A normal cold.
It's just a nat. Even though the weather in New York is like 64 degrees today. It's insane.
Yeah, it is here in
On
Pittsburgh too.
January 4th.
I know, but it's going to drop down. Tomorrow's only going to be like 42.
Yeah, nonetheless. Well, why are we talking about the weather when we could be talking about Shakespeare?
Well, yes. So you guys, naturally, because everybody knows that Owen and I are into Shakespeare, we get lots of Shakespeare gifts. So in fact, Owen, check this out. I got a Shakespearean insult calendar for 2023.
Oh, very nice. My lovely wife Lita gave me two separate Shakespeare games.
That's right.
So.
And we're gonna play one of them today, which is Great Shakespearean Deaths, which both Owen and I got for Christmas, which is very exciting. This is a card game with amazing illustrations by Chris Riddle.
It's a shame we're audio only so that we can't show them to you, but Chris Riddle's illustrations are really amazing.
Yeah, you should look them up, you guys. You should go to the internet as soon as you're done with this episode and look up Chris Riddle, RIDDELL. We love them. So, interestingly enough, even though we both just got this game, we have different editions. So I have six categories and Owen only has four.
Yeah, the way it works in this game is there on the card, there is a character obviously from a show, and it has speed of death. My categories. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know what? I do have the categories that you have. It just doesn't say so in my instructions. But now that I look at the cards.
You didn't bother to look at your cards?
I did look at, I looked cursorily
Ignore
at the cards.
Ignore everything I just said.
This is a kind of an experimental episode, people. So the way it works is we have cards that have the characters on them, and they have six categories. Speed of death, gore and brutality, fairness. In other words, did they deserve it? Piteousness, dramatic quality of their death, and their last words. So whoever, like if so, if I pick a card, and that Lisa Ann is going to pick a category, and then I will pick a card, and whoever has, like if she picks speed of death, whoever has the top rating of speed of death will win that. Now, I don't know what happens if it's a tie.
Wait, it said what happens if there is a tie. So let's look that up because let's see. If there's a tie, what happens if there's Chris Riddle? What happens if there's a tie? If two or more cards share the top value, then all the cards are placed in the middle and the same player chooses again from the next card. Well, it'll just be a draw. We'll just make it a draw because we're not in the same place.
Okay, fair enough. And we'll play as long as we feel like it.
Yeah,
right?
Let's say maybe 10
and
points.
We'll talk along the way, because I'm sure that we will we'll have plenty to say about whether or not we agree with the fairness rating or
That's
the
right.
piteous.
Oh. And also there's a category called last words and it has a rating. Now, what Owen and I might do is challenge each other to see if we know what that character's last words were.
Right. So in other words, I will see it on my card and Lisa Ann would have to guess and vice versa.
That's right.
And maybe we'll add bonus points for that if we feel like it.
Maybe if we feel like it. We'll see. You know,
it's our podcast. We can do what the hell we want.
That's right. God damn it. Okay. So how do you want to do this though? Who do you want to go first?
I don't know. Like how do we decide who goes first?
We could go in alphabetical order.
Oh, sure.
First or last name, I go first.
I know. So yeah, of course we can go by alphabetical. Yeah, fine. That's
We can
fine. I don't
go
care.
age before beauty, and then you would go first.
Not by much. Not by much, my
Not
friend.
by much. That's true. That's
No,
true.
it's fine. It's fine. You can go first, of
All right,
course.
I'll read. I'll pick. So here's my question to you. We have to pick a category first, and then we turn over the
Yes.
card, right?
Right. So if you're going first, you pick the category and I flip the card, or vice versa?
When I think we should both flip the card, because if I pick, I mean, it says the rules say that you're the person flips the card, but that doesn't make sense to me
No,
because.
it does. It does, because we can't both flip the card, because that would be two different cards. Right? So it would be two different characters, and the categories won't
Oh,
match up.
right. So I don't flip a card. I
No,
just choose a
if
category.
whoever picks the category, the other person flips the card. So, and then also, I would be if I'm holding the card, then I
No,
will know what the last
listen,
words
listen,
are.
listen. Listen, two players are dealt all the cards and hold their hand with only one card visible on top of their deck. The
Right.
first card, the current first player chooses a category. The round winner is the holder of the card that shows the highest value for the chosen category on all the currently visible cards. It doesn't matter if it's the same card or
Oh,
not.
I see. Okay, so we both so you pick a category and we both pick a card, and
And
then
then we both
whoever has
flip.
right,
Yes.
and so whoever has the I see, and then we'll ask each
Yes.
other about last words and stuff like that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I told you this was an experimental episode, people.
It's all good. We got this. All right. Are
Okay.
you ready? All right.
Sure.
All right, my first category is going to be dramatic quality.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Flip. Okay, my dramatic quality is Mark Antony,
Well,
and it's a
okay.
six.
My character is Thisbe from Midsummer Night's Dream, which is interesting. And what was it, dramatic quality?
Yes.
Five.
I have a six.
So you win that. But now
I
let's
do.
talk about this. Dramatic quality is defined in the rules as how much theatrical juice is there in the death. So, how and is six, what's the highest number you can have?
I think 9 or 10.
So, do we
10, I
agree
think.
that, do we agree, and I think this is where the fun is, do we agree that that is a correct rating?
You know what? I think they are similar because I think, I Thisbe actually is a drama queen, because it's a guy playing a girl, and Mark Antony often acts like a drama queen, so I think that's pretty close.
I would say, though, actually, that there's the Mark Antony. I think it's incorrect to have Mark Antony only have one number higher than Thisbe, since A, Mark Antony actually kills himself, and Thisbe is flute playing Thisbe, who doesn't really kill himself. So, and also, Thisbe's death is played for laughs, and Antony's is part of a tragedy.
That's true. I would put Thisbe lower.
I would put Thisbe practically at a zero. Dramatic quality for
No,
death.
because
It's but
because
it's
he's in a
hilarious.
play. It is
It's
hilarious.
hilarious. I mean, I know
But
it's Thisbe's death, but I mean it's hilarious. So I would
I
put.
don't think dramatic quality means negative.
Well, no, I'm not saying negative, but how much theatrical juice is there in the death dramatically? Like none, because it's comic.
Well, no, I don't think that was the idea, though. I
So,
don't think
oh,
that was the idea.
also on these cards, I mean, most of these are going to be easy. So it's like a description of the death, right?
That's
And
right.
Thisbe says, comedy death, suicide by stabbing in the mechanicals play within a play. How does it describe Antony's?
Long drawn out suicide by stabbing.
So maybe we should like guess like how they like to have to guess how they kill themselves. Can you guess Thisbe's last words?
I know it ends with adieu, adieu, adieu.
Yes, well, those are her very last words.
Yeah.
What they have on the card is, and farewell, friends, thus Thisbe ends. Adieu,
Ends adieu,
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 adieu.
adieu. Do you know what Mark Antony says?
I can't say what Mark Antony's actual last words are. I mean, what famously he says, I am dying, Egypt, dying. Is that it?
No, it's not. It's one word, sweet queen. Gentle, hear me. Now my spirit is going. I can no more.
Wow, I would never have been able to do that.
I know that's a hard one.
I am
All
dying,
right.
Egypt dying is more famous. Okay, so
Okay,
you're
good.
in the lead.
Right. So
So
you call
now I
the
pick a
next category.
category. I will say, just because it's my favorite category, gore and brutality. Yeah.
Ready, flip.
Flip. Ha
Oh. Oh, I have a seven.
ha. Okay, you win again. I have a four. So
Mine is Clarence and Richard the Third.
okay. Oh, okay. See, I'm going to disagree with this. Mine is Romeo from a play that has his name in the title. It's pretty
Romeo
famous.
and
Yeah.
Juliet. Well, you know what? You know why I think they put Clarence as more gore and brutality than Romeo is that Romeo is self-inflicted and
Right.
Clarence
So,
gets, you know.
yeah. But here's the. This is why I disagree with it, though, because first, so the category is gore and brutality. Brutality, I'll give you, because he's well. Do they stab him first and then
They
drown him?
do. They
They do. So
stab
there
him
is
and
some.
then they
Okay.
drown.
Okay. I was gonna say there's no gore because they drown him, but I think they do stab him first, right?
They all stab him first,
Okay.
yeah.
So in that then I'll I think. Four is a little low for Romeo. Well, but there's, but actually, no, I now I'm disagreeing with myself because there's no gore. There's no gore at all with Romeo because he just poisons himself.
That's right. I agree.
So,
And I bet I can guess his last words. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
that is true. He's actually, the full thing they have on the card is, oh, true apothecary, thy drugs are quick.
Drugs are quick,
Thus, with
thus
a
with a
kiss, I
kiss.
die. Oh God, what are Clarence's last words? He is my brother and he loves me well, is very close to the end, but I can't actually do Clarence's actual last words.
My friend, I spy some pity in thy looks. He says
Wow.
that to one of the murderers.
That's the last thing that he says. My poor
Yeah,
Clarence
and
with
then
his
he gets
poor.
the shit stabbed out of him.
What a dickhead. Oh, you know what I want to know about Clarence?
What?
I want to know the fairness rating on Clarence.
Two.
Two. Wait a minute. Okay. See, Romeo, they give a three, which I, so they're basically saying that Romeo deserved to die more than Clarence did,
Yes, which I think is
which is
bullshit.
ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Because also, I mean, maybe the people that made these cards only read Richard III and they didn't read the other plays in which Clarence is an absolute fucking shitbag.
I know. I mean, he kind of deserves to die a little
Well,
more than.
he certainly deserves to die more than Romeo does. Romeo, you know, is just a poor
Just a
teenager.
hot to trot kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have killed Paris.
No, he
Although
shouldn't have.
Paris kind of asked for it, but
That's true.
he shouldn't have killed Paris. Although I will say, and I guess part of the fun of this is going down the rabbit hole a little bit.
Paris is such a, he's like such a suck up
Paris,
actuary
you
type.
know
You know
what?
what I
He's
mean?
worse than that. He's worse than that. Paris is a fucking pervert.
Is a pervert.
Paris is a borderline pedophile.
He is.
You know, I mean, the play doesn't give us how old he is, but he is way too interested in getting married to that 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And he
I'm with
wants
you.
to do it like yesterday.
Yeah, I
It's,
know.
I think Paris is like a creeper. Of creepers.
He's looking to get his dick in that young Capulet girl.
To put too fine a point on it, but yes, he is. I think Paris is gross. And I'll give a shout out because when we did it, remember Mather Zickel played
Oh,
Paris? He doubled Paris and Mercutio.
yes.
He was so funny and smart and
Oily. He was
horrible.
oily.
He was so gross. Juliet, early on Thursday, will I rouse?
Rousey.
It was gross and hilarious.
Oh,
Well,
God.
anyway,
All
all
right.
right.
All right. Next one. I'm going to pick piteousness.
Piteousness. And they define piteousness as How much pity we, the audience, feel for the character who dies. Okay, flip.
Ready, flip.
Oh,
Oh.
you're gonna win this one, I think.
I don't know. I
Who
have
do you have?
Lady Macbeth.
Well,
So,
I have Richard the Third.
well, Lady Macbeth
This,
gets a two for piteousness.
yeah, Richard gets a one.
Yeah, and understandable, frankly.
Well, so because true, because but interestingly, they both, what I had never thought of this before, but they're two of the most evil characters in the entire canon, but they also have something in common. They both have like a nightmare.
That's right.
They
That's
both
right.
have
I mean,
a famous nightmare that almost that, you know, I mean, in Richard's case, temporarily like changes him a little bit.
yeah. I mean, I think I do agree with the Lady Mac 2 versus the Richard 1, because at least Lady Mac doesn't actually stab anybody herself.
Well,
She
yes,
doesn't
she does.
actually,
Oh, no, she doesn't. She doesn't
no, she
actually.
doesn't actually kill anybody
Wait.
herself, and Richard does, so.
Wait a second. She doesn't?
No. The
So
grooms are
she.
already dead, and
Right.
she
The grooms
just
are dead. She
smears
just
them with
goes in and
blood.
smears the blood around. That's
Yeah.
right.
Yeah,
But
she doesn't kill anybody.
the reason that I well, first of all, even there, I think it's pretty similar. Maybe she doesn't actually kill anybody, but she's just as guilty as anybody.
Well,
But.
that's why I agree, which is why she's a two.
The piteousness for me lies in the sleepwalking scene,
Yeah, because you can see how
because
fucked she
you can
is.
see how the damage that she's done to herself. And you know, my God, as we've talked about, like Judi Dench and that scream and all of that. If you
Yeah,
can't
oh my
have,
God.
if you can't have some pity for Lady Mac in that moment, I mean, obviously she deserves to die. So piteousness rating very low. But Richard deserves absolutely no pity. In
Oh yeah.
fact, I think it's kind of ridiculous to give Richard anything other than a zero of piteousness. I mean,
Right.
you could make a case that of all the bad guys in Shakespeare, that Richard is the absolute worst.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, I'm not saying that I would. I mean, I think there's, you know, you got Iago in there too, certainly. And you know, actually Aaron the Moor, probably the very worst. But you know, it's close. So I would give Richard a zero. And now, of course, you can tell me his
I
last line.
believe it is my horse, a kingdom for a horse.
Well, close.
A
A
horse, a
horse,
horse, a horse,
a
a
king.
horse, my kingdom, a kingdom for a horse. Yeah.
Yes, and hers, I
What?
believe, is to bed, to bed, to bed.
It's actually, we don't know what her last words were, because those are only her last words when
But
she's
those are her last
sleepwalking.
words in the play.
Yes, it is, but that's not what it says here. It
Well,
says
angels and
last words
ministers of grace
unknown.
defend us. True.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, does it give her an unknown? Does it say unknown?
Yes.
So last
Last
words
words
are
unknown.
last. See, I wish you had picked last words because Richard gets a 10.
Of course he does. And
Because
she
it's the
gets a
most
zero.
right. Because we don't know what they are, but his is like as famous as it gets.
Right. So I technically win that because she had a higher
That's
piteousness
right.
score.
You do. God damn it.
All right. Your turn.
Okay, so what categories have we not selected? I'm going to pick fairness. And
Ready?
as they define it, on balance and with all things taken into consideration, how much the character had it coming, low value means unfair. Okay, ready?
Ready, flip. Oh, okay.
Again, you're going to win.
Well, I had got Thisbe this time.
Oh, okay.
And th
And
this.
so her fairness rating is pretty low, right?
It's three.
Right. Okay. I have Cordelia though. And her
Oh.
piteous her fairness rating is one. So you win again.
Yeah, I guess so. Poor
Now,
Cordelia.
Cordelia, but you know, I'm gonna argue with this a little bit because it's what I do. Thisbe's level seems a little high to me. Three, a three. What did she
Why
do
should
to
she, what?
deserve?
Right.
Why
I
isn't
agree.
it one? I mean,
Right.
I'm not saying that she's not dumb, but you know, she's certainly she didn't deserve to die. Cordelia, on the other hand, and I'm not saying she deserved to die, but the whole fucking play is her fault.
That's right. But here's the thing about my other problem with Thisbe is that Thisbe isn't a character. Thisbe is a character being played by a character.
I agree. So it's weird. That's why I thought that like her dramatic quality didn't work either. But if you take Thisbe as a character in Pyramus and Thisbe, a 3 is a very high rating for fairness, I think.
I
And I'm
agree.
not, and I would give Cordelia a 2 in fairness rating, because obviously she doesn't deserve to die and she's a good person and all of that. But if she had just fucking played ball a little bit at the
Oh my
beginning of that
God.
play,
She's so righteous.
she has to be
So
right. She has to be
self-righteous.
fucking right. All right. You, so far this is a fucking shutout. Oh,
It
well,
is.
we have this.
It's four
We have
nothing.
Thisbe's last words. Cordelia's last words are also unknown, but I'm
Right.
trying to think what they are in the play.
I don't remember. Let's see if I can find out.
Yeah, it's in the scene where they've been captured. And he has that speech, but I don't know what she said. It's interesting. You don't even think about Cordelia's last
She
words.
says, Act 5, Scene 3, we are not the first who, with best meaning, have incurred the worst. For thee, oppressed king, am I cast down. Myself could else outfrown false fortune's frown. Shall we not see these daughters and these sisters? That's what she says.
Her last things she says in the play, but her last words, we don't know,
We
because
don't know that.
they hanged her off stage.
That's right.
Oh, poor bitch. Okay,
All right.
so I am
My
losing
turn.
tremendously.
Four nothing. All right. So I'm going to go with speed of death, I guess, since we haven't done that
Okay.
one yet. Ready? Oh.
Oh, I could win this one.
I don't know, man. I have Polonius.
Oh, I have Clifford from Henry VI, Part Two. And he gets a 7.
Polonius gets an 8.
Oh, motherfucker. Now, wait a second. I call bullshit on this, because Polonius is stabbed through an arras and dies almost immediately.
That's
Whereas
right.
Clifford is killed in a lengthy sword fight.
Right, he should be less than a 7. I mean, Polonius should be an 8. It's he's
No.
fast.
Oh, I see what it is. It's speed of
Yes.
death. Like, oh, I, well, so speed of death is like, if it's really fast, it's a 10. If it's lingering, it's a
Yes,
one.
yes,
Oh,
yes.
then I guess I see it. Okay. Yeah.
And what are Polonius's last words?
Oh, look, an heiress. I'll hide behind it.
Well,
well,
after he gets stabbed.
Oh, he does say, oh, right, he does. He has one of those typical
Yes.
Shakespeare "I'm dying" lines. Oh, I
Yes.
die. Oh, I die. Something like that.
Oh, I am slain.
Oh, I am slain. Yeah, I mean, again, more famously, Hamlet says, "Dead for a ducat dead,"
That's right.
yeah. Oh, I am slain. Typical Shakespeare dying line.
That's right. I don't know Clifford's last
I will
words.
give you
Yeah.
$100 million if you can guess Clifford's last words.
I can't, so I guess I'm going to be poor.
Okay. I mean, seriously, I swear I will spend what remains of my miserable life accruing $100 million if you can guess what it is. So you have to
I don't,
guess.
and it's in a sword. He dies in a sword fight, right?
Yes, he did. Well,
Yeah, I know that.
he's killed by Richard of York in a sword fight.
Right.
But can if you can guess, I'm telling you, I would be so impressed. I
Oh, I
will
am slain.
be your toilet slave for the rest of eternity. No.
I don't know.
So, and now you will know why I offered you that sum of money, because his last words are, and I quote, "Le fin couronne les œuvres," which
Oh,
means the end crowns the works.
yes, no,
No.
no way, no.
Nobody. I don't get, like, Mark Rylance would not have been able to answer that question. And he would tell you that, like, it was written by the Earl of Oxford.
That's right, which would be another whole episode altogether.
Right. Well, exactly. It has been.
All right. That's right. So what is the so we're up to what is the sixth category we have
The six
not
that we haven't
last
done.
words. Last
We
words,
haven't. Oh, we
literally,
haven't.
like how
We
good they
haven't.
are.
Right, last words. Okay, so
All
last
right, you
words.
ready?
Yep.
Ready, flip. Oh,
Okay.
okay. I have Coriolanus from Coriolanus.
I have Rutland from Henry VI, Part Three.
Well, Coriolanus, as we all know, is hacked to death by
Right.
Aufidius and a group of Volscian conspirators. And his last words get a rating of six.
And once again, you win. Poor Rutland, who is stabbed by Clifford that we were just talking about,
That's right.
gets his last words get a four, which I actually think is an insanely high rating. What
I
are
agree. Now, Coriolanus is a, his last words are pretty dramatic. Do you know them, or shall I read them?
well, I don't know them.
I'll give you $100 million if you don't.
Seriously, I'm also going to. I'll give you $200 million if you can guess Rutland's,
I
but
can't, but
I can't guess.
Coriolanus's last words are, "Cut me to pieces, Volsces, men and lads, stain all your edges on me."
Okay, that's pretty. Now, so
It's
how do
pretty,
they
that's pretty
define
dramatic.
how are they defining the rating on last words?
Well, do you have that? Do you have your thing there?
It,
Didn't
see,
you
my thing
plan?
doesn't mention the last words in the instructions,
No, it
so it
doesn't
does.
in mine either. So I guess when they did the update, they didn't. Well, they
I
say
think
of the
we.
categories that require some explanation. So I guess they just think last words, what are like cool last words?
Right, so it doesn't mean is it a well-known line? It just means
No.
is it
Is it
awesome?
cool?
Yeah,
Yeah. And
that's
Coriolanus's is pretty cool.
and he gets what, a seven?
Six.
A six? I think that deserves better than a six. On the other hand, now again, if you'll see why I would give you so much money if you guessed Rutland's last words, because they are Diae faciunt laudes summa sit ista true. It's fucking
No.
Latin, which
Yeah,
means
no.
may the gods grant that this deed becomes your crowning glory.
Nice. You
Which
know
is
what? You
which
know
they
what the
give a
stupid thing? The stupid thing about like quoting Latin at somebody when they're killing you is, how do you know they speak Latin?
That's right. Well, but fuck you. You just killed me. You don't even get to hear my last words. I'm going to
That's
say it
right.
for myself.
That's
Although it
right.
is
There's
pretty
something so
compliment. It's
self-involved
also
about
pretty
that.
complimentary to say to somebody, may this be your crowning glory. But I think that a four, when it's just some boring Latin, is a pretty high rating
Yeah,
for.
I would go two, maybe three.
I would, yeah, maybe three, maybe.
Well, after the third round, I am leading 6-0.
Jesus Christ. It's a good thing I'm not competitive at all.
Right,
So
so
I'll
now I get
so
to pick any
I pick
category I want. No, you
right,
just.
but no, you just picked, didn't you pick last words?
No, we had to pick last words because it was the sixth
Oh, because it was
category.
the last. Okay, so go
Yeah.
ahead.
I'm gonna go to gore and brutality. Ready?
Yep. Oh, I got the Joker.
I got Lear.
Yeah,
Or, well, just put the
I'm the
Joker
starter,
aside. I
but
put, yeah.
people should know. I don't know who these people are on the Joker, but it's four odd-looking gentlemen in like Shakespearean ruffs and underwear.
Yes, I think one of them's a girl, actually.
Is it?
I
Yeah, I
think.
think
I
me.
think
Oh,
it's a
yeah,
girl. The
it's a
third one
sort
is a
of a
girl. Yeah.
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Can't really tell. She's pretty
Well,
androgynous. Okay.
pick
Okay. Oh,
another.
and then.
She is kind of. Pick another card, then.
Oh, okay. I got Lear too.
Oh, then we both get a point.
Right. So we both get a point. But now, what category did you pick again? Born brutality. So
Yes.
he gets a two.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I guess, because I guess that, like, he was treated
He
pretty bad.
dies
So
from old age and grief,
right.
essentially.
But you know, he got put in jail. They made him watch while his daughter got hanged in front of him.
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal. There's
Yeah.
no gore at all because he just
No,
fucking
no,
dies.
no. Would you have known his last words?
I think I would have, yeah. Look there, look there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at, yeah.
Look on her, look her lips, yeah.
Yeah. Now,
Right, well, we both got a point, so
wait a
now it's
second,
no
though.
longer a
Wait, hold
shutout.
one second. I just need to, I feel like I need to point out that they only give Lear a 9 for piteousness of death. I
Maybe
mean,
it's a hush. Maybe there's no 10.
what does a motherfucker have to do to get a 10? There are 10
Well,
is the
maybe
highest
there
rating.
aren't. Oh,
There
there
is
are
a 10.
tens.
Richard III
Maybe.
got a 10 for last words.
I know why he doesn't get a 10. Because he kind of sets it up at the beginning, right? Like, suck up to me and you can have
Well,
whatever I'm
sure,
giving you. Well,
but yeah,
though,
of
so that
course.
takes a
So
point off. Come on.
he brought it on himself to be sure. But
Yes.
my God,
Well,
there's
that's
no
why
more.
he has a 9 instead of
But
a 10.
there's no more pitiful death in in all of literature than the death of King Lear.
Yes, but he brought it on himself.
I think he needs. I think he should have an 11.
No.
I'm just saying. I think these ratings are a little
Right,
off.
like the speaker, it goes up to
Yes,
11.
that's exactly right. That is exactly what I'm saying.
All right, you pick a category.
I'm going to write a strongly worded letter to the New York Times. Okay, so what the last one we had was gore and brutality, right?
That's right.
So I will go for dramatic quality.
All right, flip. Oh, interesting. I have Hotspur
Oh,
from
interesting.
Henry IV, Part One.
I am Cinna. I have Cinna the poet from Julius Caesar.
Oh, I actually know that quote.
Yes, which is what?
I am not Cinna the conspirator.
That is correct.
Well, I have Hotspur.
Hotspur is last. I'm trying to think what Hotspur
Yeah,
is
you
last.
must
He's
know it because I will give you a hint. Hal finishes his sentence.
right. Yes. Oh shit. And I was lying there dead as Falstaff, and I heard it every night. And it's really famous.
Yeah, it's really famous.
No, fuck me. I'm just having a moment. I can't think of it. Tell me. I'll kick myself.
Okay, I'll give you the first not as famous line, and then you can give me the second. The earthly and cold hand of death lies on my tongue.
Yeah,
No,
I can't.
Percy.
No. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Just read it to me. I'm not gonna. I'm sick.
No,
I'm gonna
Percy,
bleed.
thou art dust and food for, and then Hal
Worms.
finishes worms, right?
Worms, of course. It's worms.
That's
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah.
But you picked what?
So food for is his last two words, right?
Correct, and food for.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
Dramatic quality, he has a 5.
I actually win one. Although I think that's a little low for Hotspur's death. Dramatic quality of death. It's
I
pretty
agree.
dramatic.
I agree.
I think that needs to be higher than a 5. Cinna the poet, who let us not fa I mean, the way they describe it, that he's torn to pieces by a mob, and he only gets a 7.
Oh,
Again,
well.
what does a fat man have to do to
I
get a
know,
higher
right?
rating?
Holy shit.
I mean, if I'm sorry, like let's just say I'm not calling this down, but let's say that you were torn to pieces by an angry mob to
I
death,
think that's pretty
right?
fucking dramatic.
No, so no, stay with me here. Stay with me. So Lisa Ann the conspirator like kills Joe Biden, and you're walking down the street in Pittsburgh.
That.
Well,
Don't,
no, hold
I'm
on.
not killing Joe Biden.
This is
Take that. No,
hypothetical.
nobody.
No,
I know.
no.
Make
It's
sure.
not you. It's Lisa Ann, let's say Lisa Ann the porn star, like is
That's
part of a
right. That's right.
conspiracy
And there is a Lisa Ann, the porn star.
that kills Joe Biden, right? And then Lisa Ann Goldsmith, you are walking down the street in Pittsburgh, right? To I don't know, get a soda, and you're wearing a t-shirt that says I'm Lisa Ann, and so a mob descends upon you, and you say, I am not Lisa Ann the porn star, but they tear you to pieces anyway, like they literally tear you into pieces and
Literally.
kill you, and then you get to heaven. And St. Peter says, hey, welcome to heaven. Guess what? There's a card game that has a rating of your death and how dramatic it was, and they gave you a 7. How would you feel about that?
I would say, well, I'm sorry, Saint Peter, but that's a bunch of bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Yeah, I agree.
ridiculous.
I agree. And I do think that Hotspur's dramatic quality of his death is higher than a five.
I would give Sin of the Po at least a 9 for dramatic
Yeah.
quality,
Yeah, I
maybe
would
a
give
10.
Hotspur a 7 or 8.
I would give Hotspur a solid 7.
Yeah. So this says pretender
Also,
to the throne. Wait,
can I?
listen, you have to hear this. It says pretender to the throne, killed by Prince Henry in a sword fight.
That's fair. He
Yeah.
wants to be. He's not pretender is maybe the
I
wrong
think
word.
pretender is a little, that's not accurate.
Pretender is, yeah, I wouldn't call him a pretender. I would
Yeah.
call him a rebel.
Yes,
But
but
he certainly
pretender is
does.
not, he
That's
certainly
not
has
exactly right.
reasons for it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. And he's not, you know, yeah, I would say pretender is inaccurate as well. But
Agreed.
interestingly, so Clifford, who dies very similarly in a sword fight, right, with a nobleman, gets a 7, and Hotspur got a 5.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I mean, who's a more important character, Hotspur or fucking Clifford?
Hotspur, and also Hotspur doesn't pull all the shit that Clifford pulls in the other
Well,
plays.
and he gets killed by the future Henry V. So I think that all of those things mean that he deserves a better rating than
I agree. I agree.
that.
We
Okay. Okay.
disagree. Chris Riddle, we disagree.
Well, but the illustrations are lovely.
They are. All right, my turn. I'm gonna pick the category of fairness.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh. Wow, okay. I got Arthur from King John,
Well,
little
I have
boy.
Pyramus from Midsummer, and again, I don't agree with that because it's a character playing a character.
Yes. So fairness. What does Pyramus get?
Two.
Okay, Arthur also gets a 2. Now, let me point out that Arthur is a 12-year-old boy
And
who
also
jumps.
dies for real.
Yes, and dies. Well, that was my point with Thisbe. So it's the same with Pyramus. And what do they give Pyramus for dramatic quality?
Six.
And they give Arthur a 7. And I guess fairness, 2 for Arthur. I will say this. It is true that it's a bizarre death in that it's not quite a suicide. It's like a terrible, stupid escape attempt, I guess.
Oh God, poor
He just
dear.
jumps. He
He's
jumps off
12.
that
He doesn't
wall.
know any better.
Can you guess his last words?
I don't recall them. I do not.
Heaven take my soul and England keep my bones.
That's right. Do you remember Pyramuses?
Oh yes, yeah. So my soul is in the sky. Again, I was lying there as Thisbe so many times, and I heard it. And how many times have we all been in that play?
Truth.
Is it literally just "I die" at the end?
It is now die, die,
Die,
die,
die,
die,
die,
die.
die. Right. Yes,
Five
of course.
dies, yes.
So this is a tie.
That was a tie. The score, the current score, if we're going up to 10, is 8 for LA and 3 for Owen.
Yeah, I think 10 is probably a
I
good
think 10 is
number.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So it's your turn.
Oh, right. I need to pick one. Yeah, I speed of death is I'm gonna go with piteousness again. Some of these are more interesting to me. I don't care so much about speed of death, but I do care about like dramatic
All right.
quality and
All
fairness.
right. You ready?
Piteousness.
Flip.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. I have Mercutio.
And I have Mark Antony.
Well, Mercutio gets an 8.
And Mark Antony gets a 3.
I don't think that's fair, but I definitely think that it's Wait a minute. Did they say piteousness? How did they describe that again? Piteousness
On
is
balance, oh no, how much pity
how
we, the
much pity
audience,
we, the audience, feel
feel
for the character who dies.
for the
Yeah. So
character who dies.
I definitely think that's accurate. I mean, I think that Mercutio I feel
Oh,
far
I
more
think
pity
so
for him.
too. I agree that Mercutio, I think that 8 is probably a pretty good rating for him. I might have gone 7, but 8 I think is okay. But
Doesn't deserve to die.
I think 3 is re this is not no fairness is deserved to die. Piteousness is how much we pity them.
Well, we pity him a lot.
Right, agree. But certainly, wouldn't you agree that we pity Mark Antony more than a 3?
Yes, I would say a 5 or 6. That would be mine. A five.
I would go 6 or 7 because
Really? I don't think 7, but.
okay, granted, the only reason that I don't go higher is because he botches it, first of all. And second of all, he's such an asshole by then.
Yeah,
But he's a
exactly.
great character and we watch, if it's
Yeah,
done
we
right.
feel bad for him, but not as bad as Mercutio,
Oh,
certainly.
agree. I agree. Mercutio should be higher, but 8 to 3 is a little much of a range to
Yeah,
me.
no, I would say 8 to 5 or 6. That's what I think.
I would say 6, but certainly not 3. And
And what are Mercutio's last words?
your houses.
And soundly to your houses, that is correct. And we did Mark Antony's
Yeah,
already
we did.
when you
Yeah.
card. So, all right, it's 9-3, and it's my turn.
So
And I am.
also just for fun, so far I believe only we've had one each of the characters that have been called today that we've played.
That's true.
Because you had Lady Mac and that I've played Mercutio.
That's right.
And we've obviously been on stage for a lot of these deaths, but we've only
That's
had
right.
one. Right, okay.
That's
All
right.
right,
All right,
so
I'm gonna go speed of death because I'm interested.
okay.
Ready?
And this is possibly for the win.
It is possibly for the win.
All right.
Ready? Flip. Oh. I
I
have
have.
young Macduff.
Oh, so do I. That's another tie.
Another tie. So we'll have to do, so that doesn't count. Then we'll have to do one more
We
card,
will have to do one more,
even though I
because you can't
technically
win
have
on a tie.
10.
That's true, but we'll do. Well, you have to win outright. I think it's fair.
He has killed me, mother. Run away, I pray you.
Could you have done that without the card? I could not have.
Yes, actually, well, because I've done Macbeth so many fucking
Right,
times.
right. Okay, so I.
Piteousness is 10. I totally agree with that, but speed of death is 7. Yeah, he dies fast.
Yeah, I guess we feel pity.
He's a
A lot
kid,
of he's
and
a
they
kid
like,
and he's horribly murdered. The best ever, the best young Macduff death ever is in our favorite, is in that I almost said Nicole Kidman and Nicole Williamson.
Nicole Kidman did
They're
not play Macbeth.
pretty much the same person. In that version, it's so great because the kid was really small and they're roughing him up and they're pushing him around, and then one of the guards, like, kneels and butts his sword hilt against the ground, and another guard picks the kid up and throws him on the
Throws them
blade.
on. Yeah.
And we don't see it happen, but you see what's happening is awesome.
When I played Lady Mac, they broke his neck.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Da, 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 da.
All right,
Okay.
one more card.
I will go dramatic quality.
All right, you ready? Oh, I have Eros from Antony and Cleopatra.
Oh, I have Brutus from Julius Caesar.
Eros has a 3.
And Brutus only has a 4. Now, they both kill
So you
themselves.
get the point. They do both kill themselves.
Although Brutus does it with the 14th guy he tries to get to help him do it.
Right, but here's the thing about Eros is that we don't actually know how she dies.
Is that true?
That is true. She dies, but we don't know how. She kisses Cleopatra. Is it because she gets some of the poison? Like, who knows? But it's never
Yeah.
actually stated.
Right. I mean, 4 seems really low again for Brutus's the dramatic quality of his death. I
Yeah,
mean, he's
although
the.
I think Eros's is probably a 3 or 4.
It's an assisted suicide by the protagonist of this play. It deserves a
Yeah.
bigger number than a 4.
I agree.
I cannot possibly do Eros's last words.
Which are, I'll never see it, for I am sure my nails are stronger than mine eyes.
Can you guess? You've been Cassius, so
Yes, but I've been Cassius. I haven't been Brutus. I know Cassius's last words.
Yeah, but it's not Cassius, so.
No, I don't. I don't recall.
Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will.
Right. Okay. All right, so one more card now.
Oh, listen, I'm coming back, bitch.
You are. It's 10 to 5, even though I have to get one more because that last one was a tie. All right, you ready? I'm going to pick gore and brutality.
Nice.
Ready?
This is,
One.
I have an excellent selection by the makers of this game.
Which is?
I have the fly from Titus Andronicus.
I
Who do you have?
have Cordelia.
And we had Gore and Brutality. What do they give her for Gore and Brutality?
Six
All right,
because
so
she's
you win the
lying.
game. They give the fly just a three, even though he is stabbed by Marcus
Yes,
Andronicus.
he is.
And can you guess the fly's last word? That's on this card.
Eek.
Buzz.
It was something like
That's what they
that.
say.
All right. Well, that
All right, so there it is,
was
kids. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
So there it is.
So there it is. So join us next time. Our next episode is going to be a preview of our The Bardcast Goes to London and Stratford. We are going to London and Stratford-upon-Avon from January 27th to February 4th, and we are going to be podcasting from there and seeing six different Shakespeare plays and going for a tour of the globe, hopefully, and going around all of Shakespeare's haunts and stuff in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Yep. So we'll be previewing that on our next episode. In the meantime, please visit our website at www.thebardcastudick.com, where you can subscribe to the channel if you feel like supporting us. There's also a PayPal button for one-time donations. But if you become a member and a supporter of the podcast, there is swag for you.
That's right. But you know what? If you donate any kind of money to us one time or many times, we will send you some swag. And here's the thing, guys, we are a federal 501c3. So any donations that you make to us are absolutely 100% tax deductible. And also, if there's something in Stratford or London that you think we should absolutely do while we are there, please send us an email at thebardcastyoudick@gmail.com.
That's right. And remember,
It's
it's
Shakespeare,
Shakespeare, you
you
dick.
dick.
Maybe when we're in the UK together, we'll be able to do it
Right,
synchronized.
because we'll be looking at each other.
Right, exactly. Well, we are now, but
How
it's
fun. Well, I know, but we're through like social, we're through like,
Zoom.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. How fun will that be?
So much fun.
Bye.
The preceding podcast was a production of Country Matters Incorporated, copyright 2023, all rights reserved.